Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now in the toll-free number 800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to stay tuned and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Well, Bob and Richard, we are excited to have a new audience listening on KFIA 710 AM in Sacramento, California. Of course, California's state capital. This is the first broadcast for KFIA, and it's a prominent part of the Salem Communications Network, and we are delighted to be back in this part of Northern California on a great new affiliate with great listener friends. So we want to say welcome to everybody listening on KFIA in Sacramento.
Well, yes, we do, Bob, and thanks for mentioning that. We have had a long-time ministry there in the Northern California area. We're so excited to continue that on KFIA.
Indeed.
We love that station. We love the reach. We love the fact that we're going to be introduced to new listeners, and new listeners are going to be introduced to the basic gospel message, and we know what happens when that takes place.
That's
so
right.
We're excited about that today. So we're looking forward to meeting many new friends in the Northern California area.
Indeed.
Well, today as well, we start a new series, a new topic for the month, and it's spiritual warfare. It's a topic that is intriguing and fascinating. We all encounter it. We sometimes just don't know how to don't know how to overcome it, don't know how to deal with it. And hopefully this month, as we work through various passages, we'll all come out of this month together knowing how to stand strong in the truth of Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And we're going to set the stage today by reading a passage out of John chapter 8. Most of us are very familiar with this particular verse. It starts in verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." So there was a prerequisite to being a disciple of Jesus Christ. That was holding to his teachings. You can't be his disciple, his follower, his learner, if you're going to discount everything that he has said. So it's a logical statement. And then he goes on to say, then you will know the truth. If you hold to the teachings of Jesus Christ, you're going to know the truth, and this truth will set you free. That is a foundational verse, a verse that we should all memorize, should star, should underline, should live by each and every day. We should always ask the question, what is truth in regards to this particular situation? We see this verse out in the public in many buildings. As a matter of fact, we'll learn today, it was originally carved in the original headquarters building of the CIA.
Yeah.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I found that very interesting.
I won't ask you to elaborate.
Yeah.
We might call that irony. I don't know. But that's what Jesus said. You'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. Free from what? In this context, it has to do with sin and death. Jesus said to these Pharisees that if you do not believe who I am, who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. Jesus is our Savior. He's the one that rescues us from the power of sin and death. If we don't hold to his teachings, if we don't believe who he is, we're going to remain locked in that power. We're going to be held down by the power of sin and death. So freedom from sin and death comes through faith in Jesus Christ, recognizing that he is the truth. And that's why he goes on to say, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Yeah.
Where is truth to be found? In Jesus Christ himself.
Right.
Now, it's interesting. He goes on, because the Pharisees had all kinds of questions. You know, who are you, Johnny come lately, to talk to us the way you're talking to us? We've never been slaves to anyone or to anything. We're Abraham's seed and all of this stuff. And so Jesus just hits him right between the eyes. And he says this, if God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. And then I think the most horrific condemnation that Jesus could give, he gave. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So we have an enemy. He's called the devil. He's a murderer by nature. He's a liar by nature. So he has set out to do everything in his power to rob us of the truth. Why? So that we could still be held by the power of sin and death. He does not want us to experience new life in Jesus. He does not want us to experience freedom in Jesus Christ. He is hell-bent on keeping us from that truth. What about those who have come to know Jesus personally? Well, he is still hell-bent on presenting lies. We've been set free from the law of sin and death. What does he constantly do? Accuse us. He constantly tells us lies about Jesus and about what Jesus has accomplished for us and the fact that we're still dirty, old, rotten sinners that need to do something to get God to love us again.
Yeah.
That's what Satan does. He's a person who is filled with lies. That's his nature. It's truth that is going to enable us to spot those lies and to stand firm in what Christ has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. Spiritual warfare, it's all about truth and error.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it on today's program.
And you can do that by picking up that phone right now. We have open lines at 1-800-677-9377. It's toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. 800-677-9377. Want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to discuss, perhaps add to this particular conversation, why, we encourage you to call right now. One more time, 800-677-9377. And Bob, your preface to the program today feeds right into the offer that we have of Andrew Farley's book, Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual Warfare. I think it's an incredible weapon in our arsenal to understand the vile nature of what we're up against practically every moment of our lives.
Absolutely. And Andrew takes kind of the adversarial's role and looks at spiritual warfare through the eyes of Satan and his demons. What are they trying to accomplish? And they are constantly trying to keep us away from Jesus, who he really is, from his finished work on the cross, from this new identity that he has given to us, from this state of righteousness that we now are in, and from this grace of God. So Satan tries to do everything in his power to keep us from fully embracing those truths.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating read. I certainly recommend it to all of our listeners, and it's available for a gift of any amount this month, The Basic Gospel.
And you can find the prominent link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. It's Operation Screwtape by Andrew Farley, and it's yours for a gift of any amount. You can also call and speak with our operator during Central Time office hours at 1-800-727-2828. Again, 1-800-727-2828. Call now if you'd like, if you can get to a phone. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. So again, that number, 1-800-727-2828, for your copy of Operation Screwtape by Andrew Farley.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Norwalk, Connecticut, and talk to Steve listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you today. Happy New Year.
Oh, and to you. So far, it's a pretty crazy one out here.
Well, that's right. It's going to get crazier today, huh?
It is indeed. It absolutely is. Up and down with the weather. I'd like to ask your opinion on something.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the TV show on I think it's the History Channel, Ancient Aliens?
No, I'm not.
I wonder, I would love to hear your opinion on this. I'm watching this show, which basically is talking about, in so many words, that we may be descendants of alien races from other planets. And they make a really scholarly and pretty really incredible presentation until the very end, when they have me mesmerized by so many things. And then what comes up at the end is the last episode, which says, has Satan been misunderstood all along? And it snaps me out of my reverie, and I said, oh, my God, this is just another parlor trick. It's just something else to sucker me into believing that there's a whole other form of creation. And it's almost like I'm sitting there being hypnotized by something and just snap out of it at the last minute when I realize that even though I'm a saved individual, I am not immune from any of these tricks. It just really amazes me that they almost never seem to end.
You're right, Steve. They never end. I mean, Satan is not going to let up at all until Jesus cast him into the lake of fire, and he's doomed. He has no opportunity to try to deceive. But that is his tool. That's what he has in his arsenal. That's his lone weapon, and that's deception. And he does it quite well. He's a master of lying. And he disguises his lies so well that we can think that it's truth. And that's why we have to be so grounded in the Word of God. That's why we have to be so grounded in our relationship with Christ. When we are, we're able to see through those lies and to see them for what they really are. So it's an imperative for us to stay rooted in Christ and in his clear Word that he's given to us.
Is astounding how just a little grain of truth thrown into something will sucker you in, and then all of a sudden you're buying a whole line of stuff that you had no idea you were going to be going down. It just really is. It never fails to amaze me.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. And you just point out what the spiritual warfare is all about. We have an enemy out there. We think we're wrestling with flesh and blood, but not according to Paul. Our battle is against the spiritual forces of darkness. And those spiritual forces are doing everything in their power to blind us to the reality of Christ, to blind us to who he is and what he's accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection.
And to that.
Well, Steve, we sure appreciate your call. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of Andrew's book, Operation Screwtape. Would love for you to have it. I think you'll find it quite fascinating.
Well, thank you so much.
You hold on, Steve. Thank you.
Again, that's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Find the link there on the homepage or by calling 1-800-727-2828.
Richard, let's talk a little bit about some of the lies that we've encountered in our experience, you growing up and being kind of a religious guy, what are some of the things, what are the biggest lies that tripped you up in your journey?
Probably the single biggest one is that Jesus didn't finish his work at the cross and the resurrection. Because he didn't finish his work, then that left a whole bunch of stuff for me to do. And the harder I tried, the more stuff I found I was supposed to be doing. And as long as I was believing that lie, there was no freedom available to me. None. I could not be free because I absolutely believed the lie. And when it finally dawned on me, when reading the Word of God, talking to other spiritual friends, and just all the things God did for me to get my head put back on right, the freedom came because I could let go of things like fear and guilt and legalism and all the rest of it, because Jesus completed something. If Jesus didn't complete his work at the cross and in the resurrection, then he's not God. And I had to come to that conclusion, and that was the biggest hurdle for me to get over. And once I did, a whole bunch of other things started to fall into place.
So Satan's lie about Jesus' work on the cross came to you through some religious,
sure, very
language.
Well-meaning, yeah. Very well done. Yeah. I love the people. There was nothing; they weren't trying to deceive me themselves. But the belief system had just enough truth to be plausible and just enough error to take you down the road to jail.
Absolutely. So, and if you believe the lie to be true that Jesus didn't finish his work, then you have to ask the next question, so what am I supposed to do to help him finish,
yes,
to get to the finish line? And so now it becomes all human effort. which human effort, when you go down that pathway, you've just put yourself under the control of sin.
Mm-hmm.
You've just put yourself under his under sin's mastery.
Yes.
And anything that comes out of you is going to be sinful. And that's where so many well-meaning Christians are today. They don't believe that Jesus finished his work. And so they have to add to it. They have to, you know, we have all kinds of formulas, all kinds of rituals, all kinds of religious things that we are supposed to do in order to get God to love us. And all of that does is produce more sin. Which is exactly what Jesus was saying about the truth will set you free. Free from what? The power of sin and death. Those lies of Satan will keep you under sin's control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here. Bob, how about you in your life? What was the biggest lie that you wrestled with?
The biggest lie that I wrestled with was the assurance of my salvation, where I had volunteered to be a counselor at a counseling center some 45 miles away from home, and I did that for probably 30 nights during the summer of 1978, after I had become a Christian. And on my drive back home, after quote-unquote serving God for a couple of
yes.
hours, you know, the thought would come to your mind, why do you think you have anything to say to anybody? Why do you don't even know if you're saved yourself. I don't know if Satan can implant your mind with those things intrinsically, but I know extrinsically there are all kinds of things that come against us day by day that try to undermine our relationship, and that's what we're talking about with this book. But assurance of my salvation, I gained that assurance through a seminar that our ministry was presenting a little bit later when I was asked to write my personal testimony, and God took me right back to the day and time that I had come to Christ, and I never struggled with that again. But that lie, that is awful. That is just... It's turmoil that you go through, and so I was very glad to put that to bed eventually.
Yeah. Those accusations.
Yes.
we think that we're bringing those accusations against ourselves, but I think Satan is influencing that.
Has
certainly
been.
Using the guilt and fear that's naturally inherent within, that was passed on to us from mom and dad, that eventually came from Adam and Eve. You know, he targets those things, mm-hmm. and we start asking ourselves, you know, can I really be saved?
Yeah.
I know that's what I did. That's why I prayed to receive Christ, you know, maybe more than 500
yeah.
times
over and over
as,
and over.
As a kid, you know, did it take? And so you buy into those lies. And like I said, then you have to do something to, get back into God's good graces.
Yeah.
And that just negates grace altogether, yeah, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, calls coming in, but we still have open lines and still time on the clock. 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this conversation. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go and talk with Frank, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Frank.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well, Frank. It's nice to hear from you.
Yes. As far as Christ's finished work, Bob, his work is finished. But let me encourage you to look at something. I know you recommend certain books to the public. There's a book I would encourage you to read. It's a 700-page masterwork by Robertson Janus. It has a 35-page bibliography. It goes into the original Hebrew, the original Greek, the early church fathers, the church councils, the Reformation leaders, modern-day preachers, the syntaxes of the Hebrew and Greek. And the title of the book is Not by Faith Alone, taken directly from the second chapter of the book of James. It shows that we're justified not by faith alone, and that it is definitely possible to lose your salvation. It's extremely difficult to refute, Bob. And I would encourage you to read this book. It's got hundreds of endnotes in it, and I think it'll be a blessing to you and your staff there and your family.
Well, Frank, I will
yeah,
definitely
we'll check
that out. I appreciate it. You know, we hold a different view from that, and a part of it, I think, when we start talking about faith, we don't really understand what faith is. I think most folks just look at faith as intellectual assent. I agree with the facts of the gospel. I agree that Jesus was a real historical figure. I agree that he was raised in Nazareth and was crucified on a cross at the hands of the Romans around 32 AD. I agree with the fact that he was buried and then on the third day was raised back to life. I agree with all that. But that in and of itself is not faith. Faith is a living word, a dynamic word. It's much bigger and deeper and broader than what most of us give to it. And I think that's exactly what James was saying. Let's look at the word faith and let's explode it out. Let's show it for what it really is. And when you see it, you see, I think that James and Paul were really on the same page in describing that. But Frank, thank you so much. We always love hearing from you and always love the insights that you bring to the program. And we'll certainly take a look at this book.
Thank you very much. God bless you, gentlemen.
It's 700 pages, so give us a day or two, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Well, let's go talk to Mike, who's in Queens, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, sir? How's everything?
Doing well. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I had a quick question on being called to the ministry. I've heard a lot of testimonies of those that were called to the ministry, to be pastors or whatever have you, and I was reading throughout the Bible that God gave them a vision in their calling. I just wanted to know that, is that standard for everyone to have a vision, like they see something, for them to have this calling? Or maybe a voice from God?
Well, Mike, no, I don't agree with that. Certainly we see some of that in the Bible, and we hear stories about that, but I don't think that's the norm for everyone. For me, I had an opportunity to see an elderly gentleman come to Christ, plus some other kids that I was working with in a youth department, and you know, just seeing the genuine conversions take place. I mean, right then and there, I said, that's what I want to be involved in. I want to be involved in sharing this good news of Jesus Christ with as many people as I possibly can, and God has just opened up a door for that to happen. So it wasn't a vision. It was just the result of some real ministry experiences that took place. And, you know, I think that's the common story that I get with people is that they had opportunity to share Christ or to lead someone to the Lord, and it made such an impact in their lives that they said, that's what I want to do. And God sent them to be a voice for that good message of Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Mike. Let me put you on hold. Let me send you a copy of this book, Operation Screwtape. I think it'll be a big help to you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it.
Hey, you hold the line, Mike. Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're about out of time for this edition, and we want to say thanks to everybody for joining us today. We really love for you to join us by phone, and thanks to those of you who did. If you like what you hear on this broadcast every day, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO, and be sure to tell a friend about the broadcast. Please remember, too, that we need your ongoing support to keep Basic Gospel on the air. To say thank you for your gift of any amount today, we have a copy of Andrew Farley's book, Operation Screwtape, for you. It's for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, call 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-727-2828. That's good during Central Time office hours. Or you can visit us online at basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Ask for your copy of Operation Screwtape by Andrew Farley. I was going to give you a little synopsis. We Christians have an enemy. Our spiritual enemy seeks to steal our security, kill our contentment, and destroy our unity with others. That's what this book addresses, and we encourage you to pick up a copy of it, again, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. All the resources we talk about on Basic Gospel are available through our website at store.basicgospel.net. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. We have a full website, friends. We want you to take advantage of it. It's there to serve you, our Basic Gospel listeners. So, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and the Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.